Time now for Real Estate with Mariah and Spence on 1430 KYKN. Now, here's their host, Warren Franklin.
Welcome to Real Estate with Mariah and Spence. We have another great show lined up today. You're always welcome to call Mariah or Spence at the Vetrus Crawford Realty Group to discuss anything about real estate. Their number is 503-507-3666. So let's get the show started today. And today, we're going to talk about something a little different. Self-care. What about that?
This is going to be a good show. Yeah. So today we're going to share some self-care habits for busy people, some things that we do. And this will all tie together. We have a very long introduction, so get ready for that. But it's okay because it's just going to give a little background and lay a little bit of a foundation for our show today and what we're going to talk about. So grab yourself a nice beverage of choice and sit back and relax, because today's show is going to be filled with a lot of information here. So looking back at previous episodes, I've realized that we kind of have a reoccurring pattern going on. We have a handful of shows where we've talked about living a restful life while still working our business well, work-life balance, that type of thing. And we talk a lot about on our show how a huge priority of ours is to constantly be looking for ways to make more while working less in our business. And one of the main reasons for this is because we really hold the belief that you can make all the money in the world, but if the other areas in your life aren't successful, then who really cares? That isn't real success. So today we thought it was only fitting to talk about a term that is very popular and thrown around in today's society, and that is self-care. Because this is crucial for us to be able to continue to run our business in our lives at the highest level possible. We can't do it if we aren't exercising self-care. So we're going to share what that means to us, some practical ways that we implement this into our lives and our schedules, because although we are successful in our business, I would say that we live pretty slow lives for the most part and are really embracing a restful lifestyle. And this is something that we do very intentionally. I told you the intro was really long.
Yeah, but it's going to be worth it because we're going to get to it. The audience out there, you're going to say, how does this relate to real estate? Mm-hmm. Mariah's going to tell you.
We're going to tell you. All right. So first off, you might hear this and think, self-care, shouldn't you be putting your family care or your clients' care first? But what we found is that self-care is actually the least selfish thing that you could do. Because I know if I'm practicing self-care in my life, then I'm going to be the most quick-thinking and problem-solving realtor for my clients and the most patient version of myself for my family. You get the picture. It really does all tie together. Or you might be thinking, you guys usually talk about real estate, buying and selling houses, sharing what you learn from your business. What does self-care have to do with that? But I would argue that it has everything to do with that. Because at the end of the day, if you're not putting first things first, you're not going to be doing the best job you can for your clients or whatever it is that you're trying to do. The way I see it is that we humans are like cars. And what I mean by this is your car can only drive so long before you're going to need to fill it up on gas or change the oil, which you do for me, thankfully.
Yeah.
If you just neglect those things and keep on driving, your car is not going to perform the way that it was created. It's going to perform poorly or not at all. We are that same way as humans. We don't have anything to give to our clients, our families, or our colleagues if we aren't filling our gas tanks first.
This is so good though. It's because I don't think about it enough. I think you have this more down than I do. Self-care in a lot of ways isn't just pampering yourself. I want to let you guys know that.
And that's not what we mean. I mean, I guess there might be a better word to describe it, but That's kind of just what we're calling it.
Well, I think the American mentality of self-care is that. It's how can I not be working and only do things to relax, to avoid my job at all costs?
Right.
That's kind of not what we're thinking about.
I guess it's more like living a well-rounded life and taking care of every aspect, because if one area is good, your business will be good too, because it's really tied together.
It's seriously, it all trickles down. Seriously. And like you define it as tuning the motor or maintaining your car. That's absolutely true. If we're not maintaining a simple thing like the oil change, other things are going to wear and tear down quicker. If we're not maintaining our tire balance, a lot of other things are going to wear differently. And so it's the same with our bodies. We're not trying to go all naturalists or anything like that, I don't believe. But what we're trying to say is taking care of yourself trickles down into different areas of your life. And then that is ultimately going to make you more successful. And we're just sharing a little bit about how we do it on air today.
Yes.
And that's why it's kind of a different topic, but it's more fun to talk about because I don't hear this much. I really never hear this on radio much. It's kind of different. It's fun. And that kind of defines who Mariah and I are. We're a little bit different. And we're just sharing a little bit about ourselves.
Right. I love it. So what is the term, the definition of self-care is from the World Health Organization, the ability of individuals, families, and communities to promote health, prevent disease, and maintain wellness. So now that we know, you're convinced maybe by now that this is important and this is something we need to do, what are some practical ways that we practice this in our day-to-day lives?
Oh, you're asking me that?
I'm asking you.
Okay. Wow. That was...
I threw that on you.
Yeah, you just threw that on me. It went silent, guys. I'm sorry. Practically, the things that I do self-care-wise is in the mornings, I like having my personal time. Before I enter an email, before I enter a phone call, text, usually I like fitness, but also I read while I fitness. It's usually through an audiobook. I'm not kidding. I have an audiobook playing, and it's generating knowledge into my head, but also I just know how my body reacts to physical activity just because that's a lot about my background. And so that is self-care for me in the beginning of the day. But then it relates more to a spiritual side afterwards, more of a quiet time, presence with Jesus, our Lord and Savior. And I just get to have that time individually with Him. And so that's really important to me at the beginning of the day. And then it maintains itself constantly throughout the day. And that trickles down to how I'm talking, reacting, and just producing my business throughout the day as well.
That's really good.
Let's take a break. Now, I want to remind you, you can always get in touch with Mariah and Spence at the Vetrus Crawford Realty Group by calling 503-507-3666. We'll be back in just a few moments.
Welcome back to Real Estate with Mariah and Spence on 1430 KYKN. Here's their host, Warren Franklin.
We're back with Mariah and Spence with the Vetrus Crawford Realty Group. You can contact them at 503-507-3666. And let's continue our conversation about how you do self-care.
Oh, yes. So continuing on with our conversation. So talking about practical ways that we implement this into our lives. And one thing that we do is protecting our recharging time very carefully. So one thing I do is I don't overschedule my day. I give myself more time than I think I'm gonna need to get from place to place and to do everything that it is that I need to do that way, that day. And that way, I can have time to take things slow and not be rushed, give my family undivided attention when I'm talking to them, whatever it is, and not be like rushing from place to place, but intentionally planning that extra time.
I like that. Like a ninja.
Yeah. Protecting it like a ninja.
That's awesome.
Yes.
Okay.
Nextly is putting it into your schedule. If you're really busy, or even if you're not really busy because something else always seems to come up, what works best for us is putting self-care time, or whatever you want to call it. And we'll give some examples of what that might look like, because you might be confused of what we even mean by that still. But we put that into our schedule. So for me, that might look like scheduling an appointment a little bit later, at a little bit later time, instead of first thing in the morning, if I want to schedule in some time to just sip my tea and be alone for a little bit. That to me counts as self-care, like taking care of yourself and living a more of a restful life instead of just rushing around.
Well, it's true. If you're not putting it on your schedule, it's just simply probably not going to happen. Mm-hmm. And what's it say? A habit is about 30 days to create a habit. Mm-hmm. You got to do it for 30 days straight. Mm-hmm. And so if this isn't on your calendar and this is something new to you that you just want to maybe try out, just to get some personal time in there so you can be more productive in the day, put it on a calendar, for real. Everybody has a smartphone for the most part. Yeah. Everybody does have a smartphone. We got beautiful assistances in these phones allowing you to create reminders, calendars, timers, those type of things. So don't delay to obey on that one. It really could help you out.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So what this doesn't look like, what we've been talking about, finding ways to recharge your batteries and doing something you love, whether that's taking a walk in nature or having lunch with a friend or scheduling some time alone every day, even if it's just a few minutes to be by yourself and just think, or you know, whatever's relaxing to you. What it doesn't look like, I would say, would be scrolling through your phone and sitting on your couch and looking through social media or watching TV, because those things are very draining instead of recharging to you. So I think that would probably do the opposite, even though it feels good when you sit down after a long day to just scroll through your phone, look through social media. But that's, I think a lot of people like consider that rest, but I would say that's actually not like true rest, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I could attest to that. Yeah. It kind of messes you up, especially when you spend a lot of your time just on the screen. It's not really directing it towards yourself, and the whole point of this is self-care and self-awareness, that type of stuff. And then one thing I did want to touch on too, though, this isn't just about, you know, getting your daily quiet time or anything like that. Self-care could be, you know, maintenance with, you know, just getting some personal relaxed time, maybe going to the spa, hot tub, cold plunge, those type of things. But those, don't get these things confused. That is more about a self care, as in like self rejuvenating. That's just making your body feel better. Mm. Now, don't get me wrong. If we need to assist our body in recovery, you got to take those steps. Like I said, I like to work out. Man, I'm in a cold plunge. I'm in the pool right now in the summer time, and I sauna or steam usually once every 2 days, if not every day. Mm. And that's just body recovery for me, and that's just part of my daily routine and habits. But what we say is, like, imagine I was watching a video. Let me just reverse for a second. I was watching a video this morning, actually, about the topic, and these individuals said, imagine going into the store and just having so much anxiety when someone asks you, how are you doing? You just continue to say, I'm okay, even though inside you're not okay. And I feel like that's a lot of us out there, me too. And I really believe that this self-care, this self-awareness, if you're truly wanting to help your body out so you can become more focused and branded and self successful as well within your business, companies, and even your work. If you're an employee and you're feeling this way, take a step back. Take some time off. Mm. And that doesn't mean quit everything, quit life. Of course, we got to continue to fulfill the roles we've been set to do. But take some time, reschedule, and put it into your calendar. It's super important. Mm. And so back to my whole point, though, this individual, they go into the shopping store, and every day it's part of their routine. And the clerk, he always asks, how you doing? Just like usually people do out in the world. You know, if you're in a service business, how are you today? Small talk.
Yeah.
It's one thing that just gets you by. And a lot of us just says, I'm okay. I'm doing good. How are you? And then we reverse the question onto somebody else because we like to deflect. We don't really like talking about ourselves. We get super uncomfortable. And right now, it's so important. I know a couple of people recently that just they've shut down and they just gave up on life personally. And they actually they're no longer here with us. And it's super sad. when that happens. And it really lets us reflect on the serious question. Are they okay? Are people okay? Am I okay? Mm. And sometimes we got to start with ourselves.
Yeah.
Personally.
And I think that's why today is such an important topic. Mm. It's so important because not only is it going to make you a more successful person, but it's going to create you a healthy lifestyle that's going to continue to live, mm. to see your grandkids, to see your wife, to come home every day and be happy. Because mm. in the end, I mean, I've been there. It's no fun coming home from work every day, an hour and a half car ride from Portland, Oregon. Not saying it's a bad place, but I just wasn't happy doing it.
Yeah.
You know, I wasn't happy there. It just wasn't in the right mindset for me. And so if we can seriously ask ourselves, how can we move forward, get past this lump in the road that we're currently in, I think ultimately we're going to be a lot more healthier mentally, physically, and then that's going to just progress into our daily lives and business and future successes.
Let's take a quick break. You're listening to Real Estate with Marian Spence with the Vetrus Crawford Realty Group. You can contact them at 503-507-3666. And when we come back, we'll have the real estate tip of the week.
Welcome back to Real Estate with Mariah and Spence on 1430 KYKN. Here's their host, Warren Franklin.
We're back with Mariah and Spence with the Vetrus Crawford Realty Group. You can call them at 503-507-3666. All right, tell me, what is your real estate tip of the week?
Our real estate tip of the week this week is the importance of a final walkthrough when you are purchasing a home. And I have a couple short stories that go along with this that kind of tie it in and show why this is so important. So one of them is when I was working with a buyer a few years ago now, and he was buying a nice single story home in Kaiser. And so we got to the final walkthrough and the garage door wouldn't work. The garage door opener and the garage door, none of it would work. It wouldn't open. But when we were there for the inspection and when we actually went to see the home when we first wrote the offer, those things were working. And so, you know, sometimes buyers choose not to do the final walkthrough. But if that were the case when we did that, then his garage door wouldn't have been opening and he wouldn't have known. And of course, that's something that's the seller's obligation to fix if it happens after the inspection's over and, you know, you guys don't talk about that in the contract, then they do have to fix that. So that's just one example, but the final walkthrough is very important.
Yeah, and speaking of final walkthroughs, we had one on our personal home too, because we just went through the closing process personally. So that's why it was like kind of that refreshing feeling when we sold the home. Now we know what it's like to be a seller. But then also we're in the house hunting process right now. So we're looking to be buyers. But we had these buyers. It was one of the easiest sell processes, I believe, that I personally ever had. But also
so easy.
Our other transactions, we just haven't had a selling process go this simple and smooth.
Yeah.
So that was nice to have. But these individuals, they never chose to do their final walkthrough.
Yeah.
And, you know, there was a couple things that we could have done the wrong thing and left our house and said, oh, it's theirs now. Now, as you guys know, we have a 1.5-year-old daughter. Kids, they like to do some stuff and you just sometimes can't control it. Okay. And for instance, we're in our master bathroom. Guess what? She liked to grab the hose that goes from the toilet to the wall and that holds the water. So guess what? She pulled it out of the wall and I had to shut off the water valve real quick, sprayed everywhere. It got us both soaking wet.
It was
she started
kind
crying.
Of funny.
It was one of those episodes. Anyways, I fixed it though. Now, was it the right thing to do? Yes. Was it a day before I moved out? Yes. So there's some things that things could get a little bit shady in those moments. Now, now you just got to replace them. And they didn't decide to do a final walkthrough. But if you are a seller out there, I just want to let you guys know, do what's right.
Yeah.
If things are broken in the process of moving, please just replace it or repair it. Do what was right to make it the right condition it was previously. I beg you. It saves you headaches. It saves your broker headaches, too. And so that's why today's a really good tip of the week, though, because It's relevant.
I've got a final walkthrough on Sunday for a house in West Salem.
If you're a buyer, take your final walkthrough.
Yeah.
Ask your broker.
Be
hey,
sure to do it.
I want
to
get my final walkthrough.
It's there to protect you.
It is.
It can't hurt. You just never know what could have broken the day before closing, and
things happen.
You want to assume the sellers would fix it, but you really just never know. So yeah. They might not even know about
and
it.
And now we're going to transition to the listing of the week.
We've been doing this consistently the last few weeks now, and I want to encourage you guys, if you haven't already yet,
there's a beautiful tiny home community off of I-5 right next to the Enchanted Forest called Hope Valley Resorts. These are tiny homes. They start at 400 square foot, but you can do add-on rooms, bump-out rooms to get you all the way up to, I believe, 800 square feet.
I think some are even a little more.
Yeah.
They aren't that tiny.
And they're really cool, though. They're really cool. The placement, you can't beat it. It's right next to I-5, but you're far enough away from town, you can't hear the loud noise. And if you like going shopping, you're only 4 minutes away. You get straight on Commercial Street and you're there. And that's what I really love about it. This location,
I love the location,
is second to none. There's nothing else like it. Mm-hmm. And I've driven, I've walked, I've sold units in that park. It's really fun, too. The community itself really, I think, is what makes it happen. Mm-hmm. If you're living next to people, it's just like having a bad neighbor. This is not the case with Hope Valley Resorts. There's so many good people in there and the community. I think that's what really builds it. And if you're into fishing, outdoor activities, pickleball, I believe the Salem pickleball team, this is their home court. Mm-hmm. So you got, what's it called? Tennis courts.
Fishing ponds.
Fishing ponds. So go check it out if you haven't already. Book a tour online, hopevalleyresorts.com, and they will for sure get you taken care of. And if you're in it for a nice sunny day, I hear you get a free golf cart ride.
So make sure to take advantage of that.
Fun. All right. So real quick, we're just going to share in a very, very short few seconds what we're seeing the market doing. Things have changed a little bit, but first I just wanted to plug, shameless plug, where listeners can find us online. If you're listening on the radio, you can listen to the radio show in podcast form, wherever you listen to podcasts at. Just search Real Estate with Mariah and Spence. Or you can go back and listen to our previous episodes while you're doing laundry, cooking dinner, driving, or whatever it is you're doing. Just search Real Estate with Mariah and Spence on YouTube as well. So what are we seeing? The market's changed just a little bit.
Well, I heard a realtor say this just last week. So as you guys know, there's been so many people getting outbidded, okay? In every offer, there's been like 10 plus offers, multiple offers on a home you are competing for. What we are seeing, what we are hearing is rather than 10, 12 offers, there's only 4 to 6. So that tells me something, though. That tells me something.
Yeah.
Now, you're able to compete more. 4 to 6 is a lot better than 10 to 12. I'll tell you that. It really makes a big difference. But there's also more inventory. There's
a little
more,
bit.
There is more, okay?
There is more.
And
as a buyer, I'm still like, I wish there was more. But there's still, there is more than before. I mean, before it was,
If you're looking for single family residentials, there's more. But you're going to be paying a little bit more still. So hold on. There's still a high value, high sales value if you're a seller. But I want to let you know there's good news for buyers, and it's going from 10 to about 4 to 6 multiple offers on listings.
What about interest rates?
Days on market, though, it's going up a little bit more. Days on market's going up a little bit more. Mm. Same with interest rates. We're looking at about a 3.35% for a 30-year fixed mortgage.
That's it for this week. Thank you for listening to Mariah and Spence on 1430 KYKN. You can hear their show every Saturday at 9:30 a.m. You can contact Mariah and Spence at the Buttress Crawford Realty Group at 503-507-3666. That's 503-507-3666.
You've been listening to Real Estate with Mariah and Spence right here on 1430 KYKN. Salem is listening.